as he shuffled his feet. First turnover of the evening, and obviously the first for Ubley. Cassidy hangs on to a one-point lead, 3-2. Ubley's got first blood tonight with a made field goal. Sarkath Realm missed two free throws since then. To the left wing, Chase Winter into the corner to Cathrell, back to Winter, top of the key, all skip pass all the way over to the right wing. Sawyer Cathrell gets in the left wing, pulls up for the three, and he got it. That's his second three tonight, and he has all of Cass City's 6 points, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Gus Recker. It's 6-2, Cass City over Ubley.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road, and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Jeffrey Wright gets the inbound for Ubley, left side of a radio, dribbles to the right, and he is fouled before the shot as he dribbled into the lane at the free throw line, pulled up, but they're going to say it was a little bit of a hand check for Cass City's defense, and Sawyer Cathrell charged with the foul, team's first.
Sawyer Cathrell is one of the best defensive ball players in the area. And he just got caught with his hand on the player, though.
Anthony Sweeney, jump shot from the right elbow. Air ball brought in by Jeffrey Wright. Ubley still on offense. Left wing, Trevor Trepeski. Sweeney, top of the key. Constant motion from Ubley. Trying to feed in the low post instead. Brandle dives into the lane. The floater left-handed is no good. And rebound brought in by Cass City's number 14, Parker Hare, and then he is fouled on the way up the court. And this will be the second team foul for Ubley and the first against John Brandle. Substitution, Trevor Trepeski sits down and is replaced by Dominic Rosenthal for Ubley. To the left wing, Chase Winter. Into the corner to Cathrell. Back to Winter, top of the key to Lounsbury. Thought about pulling up, does not. Over to the right wing instead to Parker Hare. He dribbles to the left wing and hands it off to Sawyer Cathrell, who resets the offense. 3.5 to play in the first, 6-2. Cass City over Ubley by 4.
This is back to a traditional 2-3 zone.
Sawyer Cathrell left baseline, pulls up, jump shot mid-range, and he gets that one to fall. He has 8 points, and that is all Cass City has. 8-2, a 6-point lead for the Redhawks over the Bearcats. 3:10 to play in the first quarter. John Brandle, right wing, top of the key, to Cole Mychek. Over to Anthony Sweeney, left wing. Feeds it in Dominic Rosenthal, left block. Starts his dribble, backing down his defender. Fadeaway jump shot is short and rebound by Chase Winter. Parker Harris slows things down. Jump stop to the free throw line, passes it over to the left blocking, back out to Parker Hare, left wing. Screened from Lounsbury, and Parker Hare nearly loses it, and they're going to say it's a travel. That's the first turnover for the Redhawks tonight, and now we have a sub coming in, and that would be number 30.
That would be Nick Perry. He's a sophomore.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Moved up a few weeks ago.
Cass City with an active roster of 12 tonight. Jeffrey Wright pulls up from the left elbow, rims in and out, cannot get the home bounce, but is rebounded on the offensive side by Anthony Sweeney. He's at top of the key, going against Nick Perry. And now Brandle with the ball, going down the baseline, backing down his defender, goes right over the rim, no good. Dominic Rosenthal brings in the board, and he puts it up strong, can't get that to fall, and Brandle gets it. He launches that one, and this one's no good. Rebound by Logan Schenk, and we have a whistle, and this will go against Ubley. Cassidy ball out of bounds, and it appears this will be John Brandle's second foul. So early foul trouble for Brandle, and he will be replaced by David Messing, a junior.
Ubley's getting the shots. They have 11 right now, but only one has found its way home.
And they're out rebounding Cassidy 8-3. Excuse me, 8-4. I take that.
A lot of offensive rebounds, which is good news.
Parker Hare, right wing, gets a screen from Lounsbury, jumps down to the right elbow, and he launches this on in a skip pass, and this went home with a man from Zeeland, Michigan. Way out of bounds, turnover for Cass City.
And he ran right out of the gym, didn't he?
It is almost spring training time, and the voice of the turtle is about to come back. A minute 45 left in the first. 8-2, Cass City leads Ubley in Ubley, Michigan. Sweeney at the right wing, back out to Cole Mychek, being guarded by Schenk. Dribbles down to the right block, pulls up, and it gets swatted out of bounds by Nick Perry, and it'll be Ubley ball underneath the road. Hoops. Substitution, Redhawks, number 5, Darren Miller, replaces the much taller Logan Schenk, Jr. Jeffrey Wright inbounding underneath his home own hoop, gives it to Dominic Rosenthal, can't get the touch. Rebound by Wright, kicks it out to Sweeney for the three, no good. Rebound, Sawyer Cathrell. That's the 7th offensive board for Ubley tonight. But they only have one made field goal. They trail 8-2 to Cass City.
If they keep getting two shots every possession, you know, something's going to fall for the Ubley Bearcats.
Left wing, Sawyer Cathrell to the top of the key to Nick Perry. Back to Cathrell. Thought about taking the three. Instead, jump stop inside the arc down to Lounsbury, left block. Cathrell gets it back over to Perry. To the right wing to Hare. Going around the horn all the way back to the left wing. Nick Perry, top of the key, 45 seconds left in the first. Parker Hare dribbling around the arc. You can't call it a weave. It's more of a...
You know, Cass City had a high post screen, and it was just perfect, but they just missed Parker Hare.
And Parker Hare takes the three, and this is no good. Rebound Dominic Rosenthal for Ubley. 25 seconds left. Shot clock is off, if it existed. To the top of the key to Anthony Sweeney. Cole Mychek. Into the lane to Dominic Rosenthal, and he dribbles out of the lane, picks up his dribble, and is deflected out of bounds on his pass to the left corner, Ubley ball. 14 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 8-2 Cass City. Jeffrey Wright inbounds to David Messing, dribbling against the other 14. That's Parker Hare. Jeffrey Wright with the ball, 5 seconds left. Screen from Sweeney. Jeffrey Wright gets all the way down the lane. Fadeaway jump shot is no good. Rebound brought in by Cass City. Darren Miller. We've reached the end of the first quarter. Cass City leading by 6 points, 8-2.
There are great things happening at Thumb Cellular this year, and they've got the number 25 on their mind. They are kicking off their 25th year of serving the Thumb area as your local cellular provider with some amazing new deals when you sign up for new service or an upgrade. Not only will you get the great local service and coverage that Thumb Cellular offers all of its customers, but you'll also get 25 bonus gigs of data to use for the length of your contract. You'll also get $25 off your bill, a $25 additional discount on all phones, and 25% off select accessories. They're also offering the all-new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime free on a 2-year contract. With all of these great deals going on, they bet you'll have 25 on your mind too. Stop into Thumb Cellular with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
On to the second quarter, and Cass City starts out with ball, but they turn it over immediately. And here comes Ubley, trying to get more than 2 points on the night. Trpesky dives into the lane down the baseline, goes up for the shot. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. This is the first free throw attempted from anyone tonight on the Ubley roster. Trevor Trpesky actually has the only 2 points for the Bearcats. The foul goes against Darren Miller. That's his first and Cass City's second team foul. Free throw from Trevor Trpesky is good. He has 3 points on the night, and that's all Ubley has as well to Cass City's 8, and more specifically, Sora Cathrell with 8. Trpesky's second free throw is good as the first. Cuts the deficit to 4 points for the Bearcats. And in fact, they retract that as there was a lane violation against Ubley. So the score remains 8-3. Hubley trailing by 5 points.